This is VOA News. At remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has shifted its diplomatic operations from Afghanistan to Qatar now that the United States has ended its military presence in Afghanistan. He said a small number of U.S. citizens, less than 200, likely closer to 100, remain in Afghanistan, and he said the United States will keep up relentless efforts to help Americans, Afghans, and others to leave the country if they choose to. Earlier, a senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous, highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport that was also claimed by Islamic State. Defense officials said the attackers fired as many as 5 rockets at the airport. 3 of them missed the airfield entirely. A 4th landed at the airport without causing any significant damage. And a 5th rocket was taken out by U.S. defense systems at the airport, according to U.S. officials. In the meantime, the U.S. is also coming under increased criticism for some of its security efforts, including a drone strike Sunday in Kabul. U.S. military officials say the strike killed Islamic State operatives who were loading explosives into a van with the intent of carrying out an attack on the airport. But media reports, including one by the New York Times, said the strike or secondary explosions killed as many as 9 civilians, among them children. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Monday stood by the initial assessment of imminent threat, but added that the military is not in a position to dispute accounts that bystanders had been killed. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council told the Taliban on Monday it expects them to allow the safe passage of all Afghans and foreigners who want to leave the country. The council noted the Taliban's August 27th statement that it would not prevent Afghans who want to leave from doing so by land or air. The council said it expects the Taliban will adhere to these and all other commitments, including regarding the safe, secure, and orderly departure from Afghanistan of Afghans and all foreign nationals. The number of hate crimes in the United States rose last year to the highest level in more than a decade, driven by a rise in assaults targeting Black victims and victims of Asian descent, this according to the FBI on Monday. The annually reported data from law enforcement agencies across the country identified more than 7,700 hate crimes in 2020. It was the highest tally since 2008. The FBI reported a rise in the number of offenses targeting Blacks and Asians. The Justice Department has warned that white supremacist groups represent a rising security threat after the deadly January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. At the same time, reports of hate-inspired attacks on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have also been on the rise. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans passed the U.S. Senate in April with overwhelming bipartisan support. The U.S. Education Department on Monday opened a civil rights investigation into 5 U.S. states that have banned school districts from requiring face masks to fight the spread of the coronavirus, suggesting that the bans discriminate against students with disabilities. The agency sent letters to officials in South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Oklahoma, and Iowa, all states that have barred local districts from mandating masks. At least 4 other states, Florida, Texas, Arkansas, and Arizona, have tried to ban local face mask mandates as well, but the mandates there are not currently being enforced because of court orders or other state actions, according to the Education Department. Some state governors contend that masking should be a personal choice for parents and families, but the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has argued for universal masking in schools. Japan's Nikkei newspaper is reporting that Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is considering a reshuffle of executive posts in his ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Without citing sources, the paper said the move could come before the LDP votes on its leadership September 29th. The winner of that party poll will guide the party through a general election expected as early as October. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.